The clouds have arrived just in time for us here at the beach at Lakeview Park. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. We are shining the spotlight on Lorraine today, tomorrow. And then Matt Douglas and I come back to Lorraine again on Friday for the International Festival. So we're in Lorraine basically all week long. Glad you dialed in here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. And what would the spotlight on Lorraine be without the mayor of Lorraine, Chase Rittenhour? Boy, I tell you what. An overachiever in so many ways, because the last time we had him on the show, he had called us after his pickup basketball game, and that was the very first show that you and I ever
did. Right.
I remember seeing a tweet from Mayor Rittenhour saying, I'm actually working you guys in between pickup basketball games. And then on a 90-plus degree day, most folks would get a ride out or they would drive out and enjoy the AC. Not Mayor Rittenhour. He rode his bike out here. How are you, my friend?
A little hot, but I'm all right.
I bet. I'm a little embarrassed because Bull and I are sitting here, just sitting here, thinking, whoa, it's so warm, we're sweating out here, and then up rides the mayor, and I thought, whoa, maybe I should go do some exercising too then. That's very impressive, Mayor.
Hey, got to get my exercise in before city council.
Sure.
So, what a way to do it.
Well, how far away are you? How far away is City Hall from here?
It's not too far. I live in Harbor Walk, so, maybe a mile and a half, maybe. But 3 mile round trip's not so bad. Get the blood flowing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Get the blood flowing. Come
on
out here.
94 degree day.
Certainly
will.
Not too tough, I guess, to get the blood flowing on a 94 degree day. But that's a heck of a way to do it. Plus, you come out here. I mean, obviously, beautiful scenery out here on the lakefront. This is the perfect beach day.
Oh, there's no question. I mean, you look out over my left shoulder. People are enjoying it, despite how hot it is. But no, perfect beach day indeed. Hoping the rain stays a little bit away from my ride home. But, yeah, great day out here, and really, I think, a great day to start a great week.
No doubt about that. Well, Matt Douglas can wave the magic wand that he can keep the rain
away.
See what
I can do,
He's got those powers. He can definitely do that for you. Well, obviously, a lot of talk in recent weeks about the Broadway building and some of the plans moving forward for the Broadway building. You know, what are some of the benefits to taking that Broadway building over, and what are some of the future plans for it?
Sure. Well, Council tonight, there will be a piece of legislation on the agenda where the city will accept the building very temporarily. It'll then go back to the Port Authority, and then the tax incentives can take hold. But really critical. That's a tough building, as anybody in Lorraine knows. It's been since 2005, since it's been vacant. We've really needed everything to cut the right way, and it has, in order to be able to get what I think is just a top-notch developer in Radhika Reddy and her team in to revamp that building. So that building will in the future become a hotel. It'll have a restaurant and really get put back into, I think, the use that most Lorrainites would like to see it. Everywhere I go, people ask, when we get in a hotel, what's going on with the Broadway building? I think it's a real symbol for downtown Lorraine. And you couple that with the Broadway streetscape, you couple that with Speak of the Devil, the cocktail bar, you couple that with a lot of these other local developers just to the south of there. There's a local developer revamping a building. All of it's starting to finally come together for downtown Lorraine. And just 2-3 years ago when I was on the show International Week, I mean, people would laugh if we were talking about this. They'd say there's no way it could happen. So I think there's some really good things going on. I'm really excited. I think it's going to mean a new day for Broadway. And I also think it's going to spur development on our waterfront eventually as well. It had to start somewhere. It's definitely starting, and it's really exciting.
Well, no question about that. And, I mean, when you talk about all the promise and all the plans that can come out of that, about how long of a timeline are we looking at here before that becomes the hotel and restaurant and really kind of kickstarts things?
Well, Radhika she's actually done a project in Brooklyn, Ohio, and revamped an old bank building. It's a top-of-the-line banquet facility. I mean, she's the real deal. If we can get the piece of legislation passed tonight, my hope is, and in talking to her side, who's put the financing together, we hopefully will get the financing package to council, the next council meeting, July 2nd. And then at that point, once that is done, once some of the state incentives come into play, my discussions with her is she wants to get going, within the next month or two, and looking at next year potentially as a grand opening. And that would tie in nicely with the Broadway streetscape, which is going to happen this year. It's going to start this year. It will conclude next year. That's an issue where the state's fiscal year starts July 1st, so we'll start as much of it as we can this year. We'll wrap that up next year. So really, you could have two major projects coming together at the same time.
And I would imagine some of those major projects were discussed about a week or so ago. There were some meetings and discussions about potential developers, business representatives to discuss some new development in the city of Lorain. Just kind of wanted to get your takeaway on what came out of that meeting and some of those discussions.
That meeting, the Port Authority really ran point on that. I actually was in Washington talking with Northeast Ohio, a Greater Cleveland Partnership meeting. I was in Washington last week, and this is one of the fun parts of being mayor is you've got to try to be in 12 different places at once. But my chief of staff was there, the Port Authority was there, and really what came out of that is, I mean, with the area-wide plan that the county has done in collaboration with the city of Lorain and other municipalities in the area, I think everybody's recognizing that, look, the time is now. The excitement is now. You see and hear about all the things happening in Cleveland, which are really great. Uh-huh. But I think we're starting to see that in Lorain. I mean, again, to get the streetscape done took $1.5 million of federal dollars that we had to fight really hard to get. To get a local couple to sell their home, buy a building off of Broadway, and put a top-notch cocktail bar in and live upstairs. To get a developer who's successful, who could have retired many times over, to acquire a bank building, to gut it, to look at potentially putting a brewery there, to stumble upon, however we did, luckily, the port director, Tom Brown, finding Radica Ready, making this deal with the port and the hotel happen. I mean, it's happening now, and I think that area-wide meeting is indicative of that. We've got to strike while the iron is hot, so we're not going to rest on the fact that we've been able to get some things done that, frankly, people never thought would be possible. We're going to continue to push to try to finish the job on Broadway and to try to get the waterfront developed, which is what I think, again, people have been talking about for decades in this community, finally starting to happen.
Mayor Chase Rittenhour is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon on our Spotlight on Lorain. And I want to stick with that for just a moment because you're a big sports guy. And obviously here in Cleveland, we hear a lot about the whole rebuilding process. You know, sometimes you got to do some things along the way that people don't necessarily think they're going to see the fruits of the benefit of. And you had mentioned something back in February that, you know what, we had to make some cuts in the past. And sometimes you've got to make those cuts in order to see some of the benefits a little bit later on down the road. And you mentioned that making some of those cuts, you were able to save some money. And now, as you just mentioned, the time is now. The time is now to really kind of benefit from some of those cuts, which is save some money in the past.
There's no doubt. I mean, you know, when I ran, I mean, it's heck, 7 years, my seventh year in office. It's unbelievable. But, you know, being mayor isn't necessarily the friend make business. When you come into a situation where, upon taking office, conservative, probably $45 million behind in roadway repair, hundreds of homes that needed to be knocked down, and we still have more to do, obviously, utilities that needed to be addressed, structures that needed to be addressed, and it just wasn't sustainable. And you're absolutely right, you could compare it to a sports team, quite honestly, where you've got to make tough decisions now that will lead to a better future. I think the future is now. I've always tried to make the best decision at that moment that could yield a better future for the city of Lorain, knowing full well that, you know, 2 years ago, where I would classify Lorain on the ascension, 2 years ago at this time, you know, people were wondering, you know, what's our fire department going to look like? Are we going to be able to provide basic services to the community? What will ever become of the city if the steel mills don't get back up and running? Those were all questions that we were bracing. But I like to think that, you know, the good times now, where we're at now, is not necessarily made now. It's made when the chips are down. I think leadership, I think stepping up. I think it's easy to be a mayor when things are going well. It's really tough to be in that position, like a GM or like a coach, when you've got losing season after losing season. So I really believe 2 years ago, and even beyond that, when I first came into office, we put a tax levy on the ballot. Not a popular decision, but to me, it was a matter of, do we invest in ourselves or do we recede further and further behind? And I felt that that was a seminal moment. Even now, even looking back 2 years ago, if I look back further, I believe November 2012 was a critical moment for this community. The community stepped up, and I think that accumulation of difficult decisions in the past has gotten us to where we're at today.
Mayor, you mentioned the Broadway building, turning that into a hotel, the Broadway streetscape kind of growing and adding into it with more businesses and things of that nature as we sit here at the beach at Lakeview Park, which I believe is one of the biggest hidden gems in Lorain County. I mean, for folks who haven't been down here, this is one of the most beautiful beaches you're going to see in Lorain County. Is the goal to kind of bring in a little more tourism with those things, and especially everything happening at the Black River Landing, some of the big events that take place there, to bring bring that in and kind of help with the economy in the area?
Sure. You mentioned the Metro Parks. I just want to say, Brian, Jim, I mean, the Metro Parks, what they've done at this park is unbelievable, number one. But number two, it's not just about this park. The trails, the partnerships that we have with them in the city and how they're helping on some other projects, I mean, just a top-notch organization that has run very well. And it really takes that kind of partnership to be able to make things happen in the community. But in terms of tourism, yes. The answer is yes. I mean, when Rockin' on the River chose the city of Lorain in 2015, and really a hat tip to the former port director Rick Novak and my former safety service director Robert Fowler in really aggressively pursuing Bob Early and Rockin' on the River. You know, the year before that was the first year Roverfest. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, during that time, we've had Brewfest, Firefish Festival, you know, the Walleye Tournament. All of these things are starting to happen in the city of Lorain. And really, the Broadway streetscape, to me, is an endorsement of where Broadway is going in the future. I hear a lot of people often talk about the way Lorain looked in the 50s. And in fact, in my office, there's a picture downtown Lorain, Broadway in the 50s, with all the department stores, all the people. And I often get the question, bring that back. How do we get that back? Well, first of all, I don't think that picture's coming back in that. I think times change, trends change. Those stores moved to Midway Mall. Now what's going on? Well, Midway Mall's got new tenants, but they're not retail tenants. There's a motorcycle shop coming in. Those retail tenants have either gone to Crocker Park or these outdoor malls where you've got better interstate access or newer housing or whatever. They've gone to Amazon or other online shopping. To me, I'm more of a windshield guy, not a rearview mirror guy. Look, I get it. I have frustrations about what happened in the past or where Lorain was and maybe decisions made back. The bottom line is we got to look ahead. And the ahead for Lorain is, I believe we are a tourist destination. I think the hotel, I think the streetscape are endorsing that. I think Broadway's going to look the part of a tourist area where people can come for concerts. I hope Bob Early stays here as long as he's willing to. We welcome him with open arms. I think the Palace is a key component of that,
sure,
especially during winter months. So I think all in all, this plan on Broadway is an endorsement that, look, Broadway has to turn the corner. The Broadway of the retail, and not to say there's not going to be retail down there. There may very well be retail. There's retail down there today. There's businesses down there today. My point is we've got to support what I think the future of the city is. And when you look at all these events and all these people coming in, thousands and thousands on weekends, not to mention the festival season, international festival and other gatherings, I just that's where we're going. That's the future. And our decision making from this point forward has to be reflective of that future.
Lorain Mayor Chase Rittenhour is joining us on our Spotlight on Lorain here at the beach at Lakeview Park. He's soaking in the sunshine with us here and taking in this 90-degree heat. We're having a blast out here, though. And, well, you know, recently you and many other mayors in the entire county have talked about the growth of the county and just how the numbers seem to be continuing to go up. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on what some of the specific elements might be that really kind of stand out to you, not necessarily just the city of Lorain, but the entire county as it continues to grow.
So people who know me not only know, and I'm not admitting anything, they not only know that I'm a Cubs fan, but they also know that I'm a pretty big dweeb on some things, and this is one of them: housing trends, housing stock, movement. And I sat on a housing panel at the end of last year at Cleveland State, and this was discussed. And what the overarching theme of Ohio is that people tend to move up, they tend to move out. When people have the ability, they move up in terms of better quality of house, but they also tend to move out, which is why if you look at Cleveland, for example, I started Cleveland because the ripples come into Lorain County. You look at Cleveland, the downtown area of Cleveland is without a doubt growing. There's more housing, more people living downtown, yet Cleveland is losing population. And they're losing it because in other neighborhoods, people are moving up, they're moving out, there's nobody to purchase those homes fall into abandonment. And so where are those Cleveland people going? Well, many of them are moving up and out to the inner ring suburbs. You know, your Brooklyns, your Parma Heights, your Parmas, that type of thing. Well, those people are also moving up and moving out. And so my point here being is what you're seeing on the eastern of the county largely is you're seeing a lot of Cuyahoga County. People moving into Avon, they're moving into Avon Lake, they're moving into Ridgeville. In Lorain, I like to say Lorain is a number of cities within one. We've got flavor for everybody. We've got a housing stock for everybody. And when you look at where the city is growing, you go out to the far west side of Lorain where old farm fields are now becoming new houses. And so you've got people moving into Lorain. It's that far west side of Lorain. My guess is you're going to continue to see housing growth in the county, in the eastern part, but also I think moving westward, not only in the west side of Lorain, but even moving out to Vermilion and also south. Because if you look at, I mean, just look at any newspaper where the new homes are being added. Eaton Township is growing. You know, a lot of those townships down there are starting to grow. Again, what you see is this vacant land becomes new housing stock. Well, the issue is, it's pretty simple math. If you're adding new homes, but your population's remaining flat regionally, I mean, we've seen some gains in cities here, but regionally, let's say remaining flat or even reducing. It's pretty simple math. You have more homes, you have less people. Well, what's going to happen? You're going to have more abandonment. You're going to have more of these homes. But the point being is that, again, up and out. So in Lorain's case, that's why I've been very aggressive and to my benefit, the city council's been supportive of really pushing housing code demolition, because there are parts of the city where people up and out. And for the people who are there, get rid of those old, vacant, blighted homes so that it doesn't pull down property values anymore, so that it does stabilize neighborhoods. But you know, the bottom line is, Lorain, we've remained about flat. We've added a little bit, but that addition is, it's on the west side where you're seeing new housing growth, housing starts. Now, collectively for the city, housing values have gone up. I mean, around the city, even in older neighborhoods, housing values in the last 2-3 years, we have seen the increase just like others have, you know, around the state, around the country. But the bottom line is, those are housing trends we have to be cognizant of. You know, it's fairly easy in the U.S. to build a new home, to move up and out. You go to a Europe, you go to some of the Western European countries, they have very strict laws on where you can, where you can't build. Farmland remains farmland. They focus more on rehabilitation, not so much in the United States. Those are just trends that, whether I like them or not, I have to be aware of them. It's what's happening. It's why I've been very supportive of West Side Development, because we want new people moving into the city. We want people with disposable income moving into the city. It's no surprise that you look at all the retail development going on Oak Point Road and Levitt Road. These companies are kind of tops. They're looking at where the disposable income is. They're building close to interstates. That's where a lot of that activity is. It's not meant to say that the Colorado Industrial Park can't get new business. We're working that angle too. We're working in different parts of the city. My point is, housing is not created equal. It's very, very specific to different parts of the city, and you have to have policies that are applicable to those respective parts of the city. So there's my wonky nerd answer. But I really get into this stuff because sense. I think it's really important.
Well, we've got to ask you a very important question before we let you go.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Well, we've got to ask you a question about where the guy that dons the number 23, the police for the Cleveland Cavaliers, is going to go. Because as the mayor of the city of Lorain, I know you've got some pull here. So what is it that we could do in order to keep him here?
Oh, geez. What could we do? You know, I think we got to pull on his heartstrings somehow. Many people would know that I'm also a big Bruce Springsteen fan, and he's got a show, Springsteen on Broadway. And at the Tonys last week, he did a performance, a little excerpt of it, but he played the song My Hometown. If you have an opportunity, go on YouTube and look at Bruce Springsteen and the Tonys. If LeBron is listening to this show, man, I hope he is.
Tunes in every day is my understanding.
Listen to that song, because I'll give you another little snippet. You know, there's much bannered about my future. You know, am I going to run again? Am I not going to run again? What am I going to do? Look, I listened to that. I watched that performance. Man, goosebumps were on my arm saying, hey, third term, here we come. So, I mean, it's just, it's a very moving thing, but it talks about where you're from, the people, what makes a community. I think it's the Lakers or the Cavs. I want to say that his kids, his wife, his heartstrings say, hey, you know what? Let's try to make a go of it here. I think his legacy's set, whether he wins another title or not. His legacy's set. It'd be nice to see him get a couple more, but there's no question it means more at home. And as the mayor, it means a heck of a lot more when we're able to get things done here. The fact that I'm a native here, I was born and raised here, this is my community. I hope those things pull at him come decision time.
Love the analogy, man.
Yeah, me too.
That was fantastic.
Go.
Good stuff.
Go.
Very well
and
done.
I didn't even have the question in advance.
That could be it. I'm just waiting for him to make the announcement now and say, well, I was listening to Bullseye in the Afternoon, and when I heard Mayor Rittenour say it struck a chord.
See, all along, all he had to do was listen to the boss, right? Just listen to the boss. He will never steer you wrong.
He will not steer you wrong.
That's true.
Good stuff. Well, Mayor Rittenour, we know you're really busy. Thanks so much for stopping by. This was a lot of fun.
Oh, thanks for having me. Anytime.
All right, Mayor Chase Rittenour joining us here on our Spotlight on Lorain. We need to step aside and take a quick break. We'll come back with more after this. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon from Lakeview Beach Park here in Lorain. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.